Aaron Saenz checked it up from half court with a hand in his face, banked it in. The bank is open. USA has the lead going into the fourth quarter, 35-33 over Harbor Beach.
A lot has changed since 1948. A loaf of bread was only 14 cents, and gasoline, a mere 16 cents a gallon. But one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. Ramsey Funeral Home has been there for you and your loved ones when it's needed the most. Check us out online to view obituaries 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. You can also take a virtual tour of our facilities or read our story of three generations at Ramsey Funeral Home. That's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, our family serving yours since 1948. www.RamseyFH.com. From all of us at Ramsey Funeral Home, the best of luck to the Pirates.
Sent the kids to bed already. Wake them up and listen, folks. We got a two-point game, USA by two, 35-33. Six lead changes in this game with three ties as they tried to feed into Brendan Ballard. And Brandon Harper threw this one out of bounds on the bounce pass. Turnover for USA, their first of the second half. Ryan Brown, what do you have for us?
Head Coach Rubel talked to his players during intermission there that he wants to work both elbows and both blocks as they're getting in the lane fine. They're drawing fouls also and getting contact and getting to the free throw line. So he wants to continue that going down the stretch.
It's going to come down right to the wire regardless. Both last time these two teams met in district championship, the game is decided by 2 points. Harbor Beach throws the ball out of bounds. That's their fifth turnover. Second in the second half. USA leading by two, 35-33, 7.5 to play in the fourth. The Simpler at the top of the key now signs with it, being guarded by Austin Seltz. Dribbles to his left to the wing. Screened by Ballard, thought about taking the three, now to Kramer left wing. Being guarded by Kraft, pulls up for the three in the left deep wing, and this one's good. Zach Kramer with a three, now gives USA a 5-point lead, largest of the night. 38-33, Cody Siemens' shot is blocked by Ballard. And now we have a whistle. It's going to be a foul against Harbor Beach, and all momentum has swung to USA's sideline. Fouls against Callum Cook, his second, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach. It's going to be a full timeout on the WLW Sports Network. USA 38, Harbor Beach 33.
Saginaw Valley State University, where personal attention and outstanding opportunities produce impressive results.
I'm Taylor Brown from Bad X, Michigan, and I'm a special education major at Saginaw Valley State University. Coming into college, I was not yet decided on my major, so coming to a school that had a wide variety of well-known programs was ideal for me. What I like best about Saginaw Valley is the small class sizes. Not only do you get to know your peers better and make great friends in class, but you also get more individual attention from your professors. I love that SVSU is in close proximity not only to home but also other colleges, as I am still able to stay in touch and meet up with friends from other schools. From studying abroad in Ireland, I found myself to become way more independent than I was before. I think in my future as a teacher, my study abroad experience will help me in the area that every student is different and I'm going to need to learn to think on my toes.
For more information on Saginaw Valley State University, including more stories from students and alumni, visit iam.svsu.edu.
Everybody get up.
Woo! 7:01 left in the fourth quarter. It feels like there's about 30 seconds left. It's a 5-point game, 38-35. USA on top by five, their largest lead of the night. To Simpler, right wing, trying to get into the hands of Zach Kramer with the hot hand. Harper at the right wing, kicks it in down to Ballard. He gets fouled on the offensive rebound and goes up for two, and he's going to the line for two shots. First free throws here for Brendan Ballard of the night. He has 14 points. And it is the fourth team foul against Harbor Beach and the third against Josh Shelkey. Ballard's first free throw. High flying ball goes in. That one nearly hit the rafters. It had so much arc. And he goes 1-for-2 on that. 6-point lead now for USA, 39-33.
Two-possession game, plenty of time to go.
Top of the key, Colin Cook drives against Ballard down the left block and is blocked by Ballard. Here comes Sines, 6:20 left. Into the corner to Simpler against Shelby. Drives into the lane, nothing there, and he traveled with it. Eighth turnover for USA, second of the fourth quarter. Gives the ball back to Harbor Beach, trailing by 6 points to USA, their largest deficit of the night. Six lead changes, three ties. Just a barn burner of a game here. Eli Kraft drives down to the lane, puts this one up against Ballard. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound, Zach Kramer. Two to Simpler. Mark Gainforth shouting orders to his squad. They react. Zach Kramer, left wing against Cody Seaman. For how close he's guarding him, he must know his breath mint. Top of the key to Simpler. Right elbow now underneath to Harper. He goes up for the shot. He is fouled by Shelke, sending Harper to the line for two. More importantly, though, that's four against Josh Shelke for Harbor Beach and the fifth team foul. 5:44 left in the fourth quarter. 6-point game, USA leading 39-33. Harper at the line shooting two. First free throw is good.
And that now makes that a three-possession ball game.
At 7 points, 1-for-1, Brandon Harper from the free throw line so far. Only point of the night. Second free throw, this one's up, and this one's good. 2-for-2, it's now an 8-point lead. 41-33. 5:40 left in the fourth. Cody Seaman goes in the lane, and he is fouled on the way. Fouls on the floor, but he's going to the line shooting 1-1. Fouls against number 11, Zach Kramer, his third for USA. Team's eighth. Jacob Butterfield comes in and replaces Austin Seltz. So Cody Seaman's at the line shooting 1-1. He has not attempted a free throw yet tonight. Josh Shelke sits down. So out there for Harbor Beach right now, Eli Kraft, Austin Seltz, Callum Cook, Jacob Butterfield, and at the line shooting 1-1, Cody Seaman. First free throw's good.
Jacob Butterfield is out there as a designated hitter from three-point land.
Cuts the deficit to 7 for Harbor Beach. Second free throw coming here for Seaman. This one, yes. 6 points on the night for Seaman. It's now a 6-point game, 41-35. At the top of the key to Simpler. Brandon Harper also out there. He has it on the left wing. Zach Kramer as well. Brennan Ballard. And we have a timeout called by USA. It's going to be a full timeout on the WLW Sports Network. USA by 6, 41-35.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Seaboeing Area Schools, a Michigan Department of Education top 10% reward school. Straight A's means more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. And now, not only is it March Madness in high school basketball, but March is also Reading Month. USA Schools wants to remind students and parents to engage in reading opportunities that will enhance thinking and meet English language arts standards. Readers become leaders. Reading is the one skill that everyone needs to learn and that will lead to success in life. Don't forget to visit your local school and community library too. USA Schools wants to thank the parents, students, and staff for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. To find more information on USA Schools, go to the website think-usa.org or call 989-883-2360.
USA ball, Ryan Brown listening to Harbor Beach.
Hey, Coach Rubin wants his guys to really take care of the ball. No wasted possessions during the last 5 minutes offensively.
And just as Meister Brown was saying that, wide open underneath the hoop is Brennan Ballard. It's now back to an 8-point game. Ballard with 7.